is time to put away the bias, the lies, and deceit and bring forth real talk from real people about real news. Providing the out loud truth and capturing the essence of a new generation all in a fast-paced hour. This is Viewpoint, the Midweek Report.
Welcome to Viewpoint, the Midweek Report. This is Malcolm Outland. Well, we still have that problem going on with social media, friends, Twitter. You've seen the list of 200? And there's a lot of this stuff going on. We call it the funny business. You're seeing it not just in Twitter. You see it in Facebook. You see it in all the social media outlets. We've got somebody who's front and center with a lawsuit that is being filed representing this list of 200. Again, it's basically conservative voices being censored. This is a big deal. It's not something to turn the other way about. We need to address that today. This is Summit 2.0. Summit 2.0. Now, a lot of people are surprised with this. Obviously, there's critics no matter what the president does, very clearly. I mean, he's going to be criticized, whatever it is. This is the second summit since they met in Singapore now, last June. And the whole idea here now is to work toward this agreement to complete the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Brian, a lot of people think this is just, in some ways, a lot of hot air that, you know, that Kim Jong-un is never going to denuclearize. This is all smoke and kind of mirrors, more or less a delay. What do you think the truth of that is? You think he'll ever really denuclearize? Is this just really a dog and pony show here?
I think he's doing a good job. I think the President Trump right now has got the right track. He got it to the table. I don't think Kim Jong-un has much of a choice at this point. His country's starving. His economics is collapsing. He has to do something. Well, I think he completely denuclearized? No. But I think we're going to get a lot more out of him than we expected. And I think it's because Trump got him to the table.
Yeah, that's the key, what you just said, too. We probably won't get a full denuclearization, but we'll get some strides toward a more peaceful world. Karen, it's hard to get these dictators to give up. I mean, any of these kinds of people, once they have these kinds of weapons, they almost never, ever, ever give them up, which is why we can't let Iran go further down the road and some of these other countries, these rogue nations. Your thought on North Korea now with this meeting with Kim Jong-un and Trump, was it wise for Trump to take the meeting, first of all?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you can open up a line of conversation, you can always push an idea. It may never be to total fruition, but it may lock on something that'll lead to something else. And right now, when was the last time that we saw one of his bombs going off, you know, in a test? We haven't. So just by doing that is an amazing feat.
That's right. Yeah, there's a spotlight on him. You're exactly right. And Kim Jong-un, you know, we talked on Viewpoint this past week about building condos, Trump condos on the North Korean beaches. What a sight that would be, huh? You talk about upsetting the far left, Brian. They'd be off their tree if that one happened. But, you know, the point is that Trump is a capitalist. He's a businessman. I think that's an attraction to Kim Jong-un. He sees that as their country is struggling. Suffering, I mean, really bad. I mean, you got to remember this country was completely isolated. You know, in order to make a phone call there, it would take days just to connect with them to have any kind of a conversation. You couldn't barely get through to these people because there was zero communications outside the country. That's how he ran the country. There's talk right now, Brian, about maybe setting up offices, and that's one of the requests, actually. North Korea is actually asking for that as well, is to create some sort of kind of a liaison office. I mean, we're not talking a full embassy here, but a kind of a liaison office in Pyongyang and in the U.S. here as well. What do you think about that?
I probably would not jump on that right away. I think that would give him some pretty good potential hostage situations if things go wrong. I don't think we're there yet. I think there'll be definitely to have something a little more robust, maybe in China, where he's able to travel to, or his people are able to travel to as well.
Yeah,
I would look at something more like that, but I wouldn't support that just yet.
You know, I'm laughing because the way you just put it out there, I hadn't thought of that, but you're exactly right. No, could you imagine this, Karen? Can you imagine that? Oh, yeah. You can see Kim Jong-un's...
his what do we call them, thugs? I don't know, but they'll walk in with guns to the head and right in our All right, you guys. I mean, this is kind of there's a mindset there, Brian. This is kind of how they operate, after all, isn't it? I mean, it's not going.
Oh, it is. It is, and things can fall apart with those guys really fast, really fast. So, you know, you have to keep that in mind until things kind of level out a little bit. Let's not give him any more hostages to use as leverage chips. We've got a lot of stuff back from him. Let's not give him any more.
Spoken like a real military guy here. Karen, what do you think about that? I mean, the liaison office, you know, some sort of a place to...
I think it's a fantastic idea because anytime you can get any type of real estate in the... quote, opposition territory, it opens up a tremendous amount of doors of what you can learn. So it may not be the grandest, greatest building or embassy, but with the right people there, imagine what they can learn and imagine what they can do on a more quiet side. Everything doesn't have to be guns and military. And that's where I think Trump succeeds because it's all negotiation.
Yeah,
everything
it is.
Negotiation.
Karen, what do you think is the, let's just talk brass tacks before we move off of this here. What's the end result? What do you expect to come from this summit 2.0? Bottom line.
I expect there to be a wider door opening with a little more give and take, and our inspectors being able to go and look at the sites that he says that he's taken down. Will he show us everything? I doubt it. They never will. They'll show us selective things. But oh my gosh, what an amazing difference we had from just 3 years ago.
Wow, well said. Brian, what do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a very optimistic view of things. I would like to see a little more come out of it right now. Like I said, I wouldn't go give them any pawns right now to use against us. I think it's a great stride. I don't agree at all that we should go set up a vacation home in North Korea yet to hang out with the little dictator. He still is a little dictator. He hasn't really done anything yet. He's stopped doing things. He hasn't done anything yet. So I think until he shows a little bit more of that side of things, I would still keep an arm's distance from a little crazy man.
Yeah, wow. What did he call him? Rocket Man? The Elton John song?
Rocket Man.
Yeah. Right? That's the Elton John song. Something like that. Fire and Fury. That's what made it all happen here. Well, let me tell folks here just real quickly. You're listening to Brian Gold. Brian served in the U.S. Army and U.S. Special Forces, friends, for over three decades. He now works for the Department of Defense. Karen Schoen, you've heard her before. You've heard both on the program, actually. Karen is an educator, dean, a retired teacher and really a political activist focused on saving America, which I think a lot of us are trying to do that these days, friends here. All right, so I'm curious to see what happens with, I do think it is a good thing that he's meeting with Kim Jong-un, as you say, the little rocket man, Brian, but you know, it strides forward. Karen, your reference made me think a bit. It's really good when you say anytime you can meet with the opposition. That's strong. That's a good. I was just thinking back to my corporate days. That's a very interesting way to put it, actually, when you think about your competition or your opposition. Democrats are attacking already Attorney General William Barr here about releasing the Mueller report. They want it in full daylight. I'm getting all kinds of reports. I'm seeing all kinds of things here. First, we're hearing reports that it's like a week or two days away. It's imminent here from dropping to the AG. There are other reports who say that's false. Those claims are false. So the first question is, does it drop in the short term here? Do you get the gut feeling that we're ready? Because we really have no other way to base this on. I mean, it's not like Mueller has released a press report or something, you know. And two, should this be released to the public? Brian, what do you think? Because the two parties are all over the place on this, whether the report should, and it's going to be up to the president, clearly, but what's your thoughts?
Well, I think the Democrats are running out of ammo, things to shoot out of their crazy gun. So I think the Mueller report has to drop sooner or later because they need more ammo. But of course, Mueller knows is the moment he drops that report and is no longer the special prosecutor, he's under investigation as well for Uranium One. So as soon as that's over with, he's allowed to find himself on the other end of that bench real fast. So I'm thinking he's probably not in a big hurry.
Wow.
Plus, he's making a fortune on this thing. Him and his little cronies are making a killing on this job.
I know.
And they're doing very little. They're just running around, you know. Yeah. you know, power hungry monkeys. So.
Well, it's like when you paint a house. I mean, if you're being paid by the hour, it's going to take quite a few months to get that house painted, I'll tell you, right? I mean, versus, you know, you pay by the job here. Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, maybe we should have paid the special counsel just one lump set of money. Go pass, go collect 200 or go home, maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, it's interesting, the uranium thing you just said about Mueller. No one's speaking about that. That's fascinating. You know, I got to tell you what. I would pay to see that, and I bet you most conservatives would pay to see that, Brian. You bring up a fantastic point. Imagine if he was on the other side at the end of that program here. Oh, my God. We'd pay for that. We'd buy tickets, Brian. We'd buy tickets. I'm sure of it.
Well, the Republicans have got to do something. I mean, this crapshoot's been going on for 2 years now, and Republicans haven't fired one shot back on anything, and they've got a whole magazine full of stuff. I mean, they just... You know, the Clinton stuff still out there, the Mueller stuff, the Uranium One stuff. Yeah. We got all this stuff that's never been investigated on the other side of things that we said we were going to do. And I think it's time. So as soon as he drops that report, I see him. Maybe a nice FBI raid team would show up at his place.
Yeah, well, you know, talking about dictators, thank God Hillary Clinton didn't get the White House, right, Karen? Listen, talk to me about the the other thing that I want to talk to you on, Karen, that's coinciding with this Mueller thing, whatever, which I'm over Mueller, as most people I think are, is Michael Cohen is testifying this week, Karen. Again, he was referred to as Trump's fixer. Is the word, I mean, it was his personal attorney, I guess, one of many, I understand. And there's a lot of information I'm seeing being leaked about what he expects to testify to. None of it is kind or pleasant for the president. What's your feelings about Michael Cohen and what comes out of it? Is the president worried about this, Karen, or is this a know-nothing burger here?
I believe he believes that this is a know-nothing burger and the liar is just going to go and lie because that's what liars do. So Michael Cohen, a known liar, is going to go and spread more lies. The sad part of it is that we're focusing on this nonsense when we should be focusing on things that are of utmost more important, like the bill that the Democrats refused to support, which was an infanticide bill.
Yeah.
How many people even know about that because they're busy focusing on Michael Cohen?
Yep, you're so right.
The important things get shoved aside. Yep. We don't know what's going on. The people remain ignorant, and they'll continue to vote for Democrats. And the Democrats will continue their party of parading as many Trump opposition people in front of them so that they can continue to justify their existence.
Yeah. Karen, you are so right when you say these things. I mean, we spend a lot of time in this country beating the hell out of each other rather than solving the problems for Americans. But this is just politics on the high seas, basically. That's what it's come down to. That's why politics is such an ugly, ugly game. We don't support each other. We don't support what's going on. Michael Cohen, just give me a quick summary of that. Do you think the president is concerned? Karen says no. Do you agree with her, or do you think he should be concerned with anything he might bring to the Hill this week?
Well, I don't think he's concerned at all, and for two reasons. One, he's a known liar. He's a known fabricator. Okay. His reputation is worth a darn. Okay. And two, he's telling to Congress, who has no prosecutorial power whatsoever, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what Michael Cohen can go and sing whatever song he wants to Congress. Mm-hmm. We've already seen how that works and all the other Benghazi reports and everything else. So it really doesn't matter what Michael Cohen says. The Democrats can ring that bell all day long. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere.
Listen, again, presidents in Vietnam, you've got this whole thing going on, Kim Jong-un. We talked about that. Kim Jong-un takes the train, of course, across China. I mean, like a long expose. The reason I bring that up is because China is central to a lot of these conversations. It's like their name never comes up, but we always know they're there. President has part of these trade deals. He's got this, he comes out, he's going to halt, again at the last moment here, the increase in the China tariffs here. There's been some major strides, Karen, with China. I believe, anyways, that there have been. I mean, this is not an easy country to deal with. I mean, you talk about a snake in the grass. I mean, they would qualify. There's talk now that the president is going, if everything goes well over the next, the Chinese officials are in town this week, actually, in Washington, trying to make headway with our officials, by the way. But if headway is made, then he's going to, Trump will invite Xi, potentially to Mar-a-Lago, I understand, to conclude an agreement in March is what the game plan is. Is that what you're hearing, Karen? And what do you think becomes of that?
Well, that is exactly what I'm hearing. And one can only hope, because we're not sitting in the room, wouldn't it be wonderful to be a fly in that room?
I believe
that China is our biggest nemesis, is our opponent, is our enemy. Russia doesn't come close. And one just has to look at the sheer numbers of the people of China to be able to understand that. Mm-hmm. The good news is that they rely upon us to feed their economy. And when there's nobody to feed, then there's no money to make. So it's kind of the mutually assured destruction. And we just have to be firm, because I don't believe that people realize that we are in a stronger position. Even though they
hold the note,
that's right. You can always default on a note. It's only money. Let's be real.
Right.
You can default on a note. Not saying that we would or should, but that's the bottom line. We can always elect not to pay. We can always elect not to do. So we are really in a stronger negotiating position. And I love all of these pundits that come across and say and start telling Trump what he should be doing. Mm-hmm. And then I think back and I say, where were you 2 years ago for the last 20, 30, 40 years?
Yep.
Now you're giving advice? Give me a break.
Yeah, yeah. So well said.
We've tried that.
Yeah. So we'll
see. Been there, done that. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Brian, she's so right. I mean, we've made no strides at all. And these trade deals specifically have been a mess. It's really sinful, Brian, how our politicians treat this country. I mean, it's sick. If America really only knew, if most Americans knew what really was going on with a lot of this, there would be outrage from sea to shining sea, don't you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely correct. I think it's shameless the way they act. I think it's a shameless way they behave. I mean, you still have politicians run around and talk about, you know, the TPP, you know, the pact was still a good deal. And you're looking at these people like going, you know, we've all read it. It's horrible. I mean, you just have to look at these people and wonder, what are you talking about? Whether it's, you know, crazy people like Adam Schiff or just completely, totally off the map people like Cortez, I'd really have a problem understanding any of them. And I'll be glad there's a couple of Republicans. I would also be glad to see leave in the near future. But I think this 2020 race is going to bring a lot of that out, because with 20 candidates on the Democrat side, mm-hmm. they're going to slaughter each other.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said that the other day, actually. If you thought 2016 was a hoot, you hadn't seen nothing yet. 2020 is going to be full, because you've got all these socialists, a lineup. I mean, if you were to put together a baseball team and call them the socialists of America, this would be the team you'd put on the field, you see? I mean, there would be a whole baseball team of them. And, of course, they would lose, obviously, people, because you can't win with socialism. But that's all right. We beat the hell out of them, right? That's what capitalists do. But that's all good. I'm okay with that. So listen, talk about more distractions. I've got to tell you, I seen the story the other day, and I just shook my head in total disbelief here. I'm sure you've all seen it, and you're probably laughing over your coffee there. Is the former Trump campaign staffer, Alva Johnson. She's a former campaign staffer who lives in Alabama here. She alleges a lawsuit she's filed that Trump grabbed her hand and forcibly kissed her in front of a whole bunch of people at some event or something. I'm sure he threw her on her knees and flipped her back and gave her a big wet one, and I'm sure that all happened. I can just imagine. And so this is quite the thing here. This another distraction thing here. You know, Karen, if I had a dollar for every woman who kissed me illegally, I'd be a wealthy man and own a couple of islands, love, let me tell you.
Well, in that time and in that day, it didn't make any difference. Today, with all of this Me Too nonsense, you almost can't even breathe. But anybody that knows anything about our president is that he is somewhat of a germaphobe. And I can't imagine him going around kissing people that he doesn't know. He doesn't even like to hold people's hands that he doesn't know.
That is great. So kissing people
that he doesn't know doesn't make sense. One thing that we should remember about
What's
communist,
that?
Socialist, globalist is that they've follow a policy called projection. And usually what they are doing or have done, they are projecting on their opposition, which is why they can go into such detail as to the way things have been done. They've practiced it. They've done it. So they know all about it. And really, that's what this is all about. This is about taking the Democratic what the Democrats have done or what the globalists have done that was, quote, anti-American, anti-this, and then throwing it on the Republicans and saying, look what
that's what they do. That's what they've made an art of that, Karen. They've made an art of it. 100%. You are so right. I mean, they have made a total game of that, and it happens all the time. Americans' perceptions of U.S. world image, best since the early 2000s here. 58% say the United States rates very or somewhat favorably in the world's eyes. But there are still a lot of people not sure how foreign leaders, majority of Americans think that maybe Trump is not respected by foreign leaders. I think a lot of that reason is when you look at our allies, Karen, such as the UK, such as France and Germany, what have you, Trump has taken them to task with NATO and all. And I think that, you know, that's probably Trump is a hard sell. I mean, if you're in the room and you got to go against him, I mean, he's not probably the easiest game in town. Just again, take just a few 30 seconds to tell me your thoughts on that world image. What are we making strides there or what?
Well, I think the respect should be separated from being liked. He may not be liked by everybody, but I certainly believe he is being respected. And I do believe that America is now respected as the world leader, which we lost so many years ago. Trump has brought that around. We didn't put him in office because we like him. We didn't go for his likability. We knew what we were getting. We said he's a character. We said we can live with all of the nuances that he put out for everybody to see over the last 30, 40 years. There was no surprise.
Yeah, all right. But all right, Karen, you are too funny. You are too funny.
Different.
I love it. Brian, there's a lot of truth to that. What is your, again, just we're just moments out of time, but tell me what you think about that.
Hey, I talked to people for a long time overseas and here in the United States, and what we used to say all the time is in place of respect, fear will work. And I think that's where we're at right now. I think that our NATO allies are afraid of what he'll do, afraid of what he'll say, and afraid of what he'll actually close down on him on. So I think if they don't respect him, they fear him, then I'll take that.
Yeah, wow. Listen, two great voices here, people. I mean, you heard the voices, two great American voices here. You got to love it. Brian Gold, we so appreciate he and Karen Schoen. Excellent feedback from you guys both. I really appreciate it. So, all right, so you've been hearing about this list of 200, right? Okay, so this is a big story now. This was tied to the Hillary Clinton tweet and the Politico article. We talked about it last Sunday on the program, friends. We had a really stellar panel and circled the wagons on that. Well, there's one, I think a very, I call them Twitter influencers, people that are out there. That's really what they are, influencers, and it's in a good way. I mean, it's all good. This is called freedom of speech. It's a good thing, people. It's what we do here, right? Freedom of speech. So she is spearheading a lawsuit, we understand, and it's getting very interesting. I'm wondering what the long-term effect of this will be. This was, consider this the warning shot heard around the world for the 2020 campaign. God, it's going to be exciting, people. Grab your popcorn. The movie's almost starting. More Viewpoint in just a moment.
We are the vision of the voices. You can email us at talk@americaoutloud.com.
The Out Loud Perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutLoud.com. Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Viewpoint, friends. Malcolm Out Loud here. Tell you what, this list of 200 has been a firestorm. It really has. To me, It's real simple. This was the warning shot heard around the world, as far as I can see, for the 2020 campaign. I mean, you know, calling people, calling Americans and patriots bots and a conspiracy because they didn't support these socialist candidates. Well, of course they're not going to support the socialists, like we talked about on the weekend on Viewpoint People. I mean, that's pretty clear. Here's the thing about this, and as I want to bring on my guest today, that I think is actually looking at filing a lawsuit. I don't know if we'll find out if it's been filed already, but I know they're talking about it. And I'm assuming that's political. Let me just bring on Kathy Long is here. And Kathy, and you go by, just so people know the name, Jolly Cat. We'll talk about that more later on Twitter. Now you hold court pretty well there on Twitter. A lot of you guys and gals are amazing on Twitter. I don't know how you find the time to do it, Kathy, but God, I wish I had the time.
Thank you.
I know, it's great. Well, it's a great forum to really get a message out there, and patriots have used it clearly. A lot of people have used it. So the crux of this, they're calling you bots. They're calling the list of 200 a conspiracy in the fact that they were trending the hashtags, I guess, is what they're kind of, to me, what I've seen, Kathy, and you'll probably explain it better than I, but they kind of put a lot of these patriots in buckets. It's what I see, like, with through these hashtags and things, that, okay, this is a conspiracy to somehow alter the election of 2020. Pretty insane stuff. What was your initial take on this, Kathy?
That it was baloney. I really honestly couldn't believe it when it was brought to my attention. I got on my Twitter and my DMs just blew up with actual friends that know me, that know that I'm a real life person.
Well, because they called you a bot, right? Because they called you a bot.
Yes. Yeah. And the deal was, mm-hmm. it was over, their quote research was over the hashtag voter fraud. Mm-hmm. If you look up Tracy Beans on Twitter, she does a great job mm-hmm. of detailing how that is totally misrepresented. The hashtag voter fraud that they supposedly were mm-hmm. Targeting, half of the names they listed did not even tweet about voter fraud within the time frame.
So why did they get in there? Why were they in the list then, Kat?
They're on the list because that is a hit piece against people who are influencers, in their opinion, who are big influencers that help Trump in his candidacy, that help his presidency. The things that people tweet about are what is important to them, what is on their mind, things they see mm-hmm. that are misinformation or something that needs to be corrected or educate people on. So therefore, they go and tweet. It has nothing to do with targeting a person or a candidate for president. It has to do with you seeing something, you know it's incorrect, and you taking it upon yourself just as a patriot. Honestly, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, if you see something that you know is not correct, it you feel like you want to educate people with that.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a targeted thing for Hillary Clinton and Politico mm-hmm. Feel are influencers.
Right, yeah.
For the pro-Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think influencers is the word that I use all the time. Social media influencers, people that, really are using free speech in the way that it was designed, to put their voices and messages and words out there for their belief structure. And, you know, that's what
Absolutely.
America is built on, Kathy. I mean, so there's nothing unusual or irrelevant about that at all. So we would agree then, I think, that this whole controversy is really an affront to free speech, isn't it, Kathy?
Absolutely. This goes to the whole crux of it for these Democrats, which is mm-hmm. control, mm-hmm. which is trying to hush people that do not agree with what it is they're trying to put out, their narrative. So if you disagree with them, they have to find a way to discredit you so that when somebody looks you up, you have a big question mark in your brain of whether this person is credible or not. And that's exactly what this is. This is a total hit piece on mm-hmm. 200 American patriots right. that have a certain view, and they want that silence, because if you control the narrative,
that's
then
right.
you can control the situation.
Okay. Now, I want to, based on what you just said, I've got to ask you this. Why is the left, I mean specifically, why is the left better at showcasing what you just talked about than the right? And answer me why they're better at this. They're smoother at calling out what you just said than the right is. Mm-hmm. Why?
You know, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And what I see, the reason why the Democrats are so much better at being just nasty, dishonest, do whatever they can do to get what their end result is they want, is, in my opinion, they lack God, because conservatives have a certain belief system, and then liberals have a certain belief system. I'm not saying that all liberals do not believe in God, because I know some that do. Mm-hmm. But the crux of it is, all this stuff comes from evilness and evil doing. And, you know, if you believe in God and you have a religious system, right, in my opinion, I believe that you don't act a certain way, because there's somebody to be accountable for.
That's right.
When you have nobody to be accountable for, well, you're going to do whatever you want. It doesn't matter how nasty you get. It doesn't matter how mean it is. You're going to do what you have to do. And to me, that's the bottom line of it. I mean, we're taking God out of everything.
Well, Kathy, you know, I talk all the time. You and I will get along real well. It's the first time we've met and talked here today. As listeners are hearing you as well here, but I will say this to you. I believe it is everything we talk about on this program and on this network and platform at America Out Loud is, truthfully speaking, it's just the way it is really about, in its very simplest form, good versus evil. That is the fight that is on this planet right now. You are spot on. That's what's happening.
Absolutely.
So all these arguments, discussions, debates, and theories we talk about, really, in essence.
Absolutely.
I just have this conversation every day. I've talked to people the last few days. I mean, I point out multiple things and say, listen, Satan is alive and well. I mean, he's all over the place. And he's in a lot of people's brains, their minds, their thoughts, which is why you've got such evil fighting a good on the planet here.
Just like what Senate voted on, whether to kill a baby after birth.
Yeah.
That is just evil. Yeah. That's evil.
And they supported it, which blew my mind. I was outraged the last couple of days when that happened, very clearly. All right, so I've got to get to the lawsuit now. There's a lot to talk about with you, so I want to talk to you about this lawsuit. Tell me about, well, first of all, there's a list. The list is called the List of 200. But there's, as I understand it, Kathy, and correct me on any of this, please, as I understand it, there's about 30-something of them. I've heard the number 33, whether that's accurate or not, I don't know, that are not even active anymore. They were thrown off or disrupted or whatever you want to call it off of the Twitter. Mm-hmm. So is there a lawsuit happening? And what's your position? Are you filing a lawsuit? Has it been done already? And are you spearheading that?
We as a collective group are doing this together. Sydney Powell has been a great help for us. She is helping us with this. But we are definitely in the process of reaching out for legal assistance, because we were targeted, we were falsely targeted, we have been slandered. There are multiple news outlets, you know, retweeting this garbage. Hillary Clinton has retweeted this. So, you know, what they're doing is not right. So somebody needs to be held accountable.
Now, who will you sue? Will it be Politico or someone else? Or Hillary?
Well, I can't really get into that right now, you know, until we move forward with the lawyer and he tells us, you know, exactly what to say and which way to go. But we've talked collectively as a group, and we're all on the same page. We're all outraged. You know, they put this information out in our political climate, the way it is. You know, you had people scared.
Now, is Politico was the source of this? Do I understand that correct, Kathy? The original article now, was there? I just want to make sure Politico was the source. There wasn't somebody before Politico that ran a story. Is that correct? Is that what you understand?
Actually, this story comes from an article written in November 2018. So it's interesting that Politico is just now.
Oh, I think you're right. I remember that, actually.
That.
Yes. Who was that? Who was that original? I remember reading that, actually. I have it. I had it the other day. I was looking at the history of this. Who was that again? Do you remember who that was back offhand?
I do have names, but I would rather not say those until we, you know, speak to the legal representation.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I want to get Sydney on the program as well here. I understand she's a pretty good voice out there for it. And I also want to get this Tracy Beans on as well. So we'll talk about that. I want to keep the spotlight here on this story. To me, Kathy, this is an ongoing story that I want to make sure we're we are the megaphone here for this. I just think what's happening is social media. You know, Kathy, that's another thing. When it comes to the social media, it's really been outrage when you think of Twitter and Facebook and Google and Amazon and all of these big LinkedIn, all of them across the board, these major social media outlets. Here's another question I have for you that you will not be able to answer. So why is it that they're owned by left, liberal, in many cases, radical people? Rather, where have the conservatives been in all this fight?
Well, you're right. Good question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody I've come across has said the same thing. We need a platform that isn't run.
Well, there are some like Gab and Codius and others, and there's a bunch of them trying to come off the ground, but none of them are as smooth, silky, and sexy as Twitter is. Let's face it, right? Right or wrong?
Absolutely. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got their little idiocracies because we're on them. We're on Gab. We're on Codius. You know, but they just don't have the traction that Twitter has. Maybe if Trump left Twitter, I wish he would do that. What do you think about that? Do you think he ever would leave and go to Gab or Codius and take a chance? Or is it too valuable for him to be at this socialist platform?
I don't think he'll ever leave Twitter. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure I would want him to, just because he has to get his information out somewhere. But I would love to see President Trump join the other groups that you just mentioned.
That's right. That's right.
To make them big as well. I mean, it doesn't have to be just Twitter. That's the huge blockbuster.
Right.
You know, he could go on any platform and make it huge.
Right. Well, exactly. And maybe you and I should talk more about that. How do we do that with some of these other platforms that we're on?
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to you off air about some of that and see what we can do to strategize. Because we've got some really great players here in Twitter. I personally love a lot of the people on Twitter. I don't get much time there. If I'm lucky, if I get 2, 3, 5 minutes in a given day, my life is so busy on the mic and with the network that I don't have time. But I got to tell you, I love Twitter, and it's like a kid in a candy store when I'm there because the conversations are exciting. The people are fantastic. I love the people. I mean, they're just like great. You know, I just wish I had more time to interact. I need 3 of me somehow, Kathy. I don't know how I do.
At least two,
Kathy. 3 would be ideal, but I'll take 2.
Well, honestly, I used to love going to Twitter. I used to love it, but now it's kind of like, even though I love the people on there, I love my friends on there, and I love the new people I meet every day.
Yeah,
it, you know, it kind now it's just like, what lie is the left going to spin today? Mm-hmm. What, you know, crap are they going to throw out there?
Right.
What are they going to make up? You know, it's just like, I just don't understand why.
Right.
Well, I do understand, but
it's a heavy hand. The whole thing is, I mean, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. You got to be where the action is, you know. Mm-hmm. But if you think of it in this terms, something I'm not afraid of. I never forget this. Is that the conservatives? You know, they don't own. I mean, they've been sleeping for a while, actually.
Yeah.
Which is the problem. I mean, they don't own the social media outlets. They don't own the technology giants. They don't own the television networks. They don't own. Mm-mm. All of these operations are all owned by pretty radical people that are not out for a capitalist free America, for America, our America, you know, that we want. We don't want Amerizuela here. This is not Amerizuela. You know, that's not who we are.
Mm-hmm.
But they seem to keep wanting that. All right, back to this in the last couple of moments we have. So one thing I want to tell you, Kathy, is so when we did a spotlight on this on the weekend show on Viewpoint, we had Brad Fallon on. From Head Snipe is his, really a great guy, super nice gentleman. His handle is Head Snipe on Twitter. And here's a guy, here's a case in point, Kathy. Here's a guy, his site, his platform, which you've been to, everybody's been to, it reports real news only. He doesn't deal with propaganda and gossip. It's just not his area, Kathy. He puts government official documents and resources up on his site. You understand? That's what he does.
Right.
That's all he does. Correct. And he's got a lot of people that follow him because of that. So the guy doesn't play in gossip or propaganda stuff. It's just not his thing. Yet he was on that list of 200. Why, Kathy?
Because he's a big influencer. Because he speaks truth.
Because he speaks truth. That's the answer right there. I want everybody to take what you're saying. Kathy, so you put it, you're very eloquent in your speaking, Kathy. You just put it right out there because he speaks truth. Just like Kathy, because she speaks truth. Because we are all patriots who speak truth. And you see, what the opposition doesn't want is truth. I mean, you know, listen, Kathy, I think you would agree with me. If Trump messes up or he does something, we're going to call him out on it. Are we not?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course we are. This isn't about Trump. This is about America, Kathy.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
I mean, So, I mean, we're not Trumpified. We're America-ified. That's what we're, right? I mean, come on. That's what it's about. I mean, Trump
America-fied. Is... America-fied.
We're America-fified. But, you know, that's better than Amerizuela, love. I mean, come on.
The America Out Loud Talk Radio app is on Android or Apple. It's the perfect way to listen in to the new generation of talk shows and hosts who are ready to inform and inspire.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount or call 844-869-9958.
So, friends, there's a reason we say here it was time to put away the biases, the lies and deceit, and bring forth real talk from real people about real news. Well, friends, that's what the Viewpoint brand has always been based on from day one. And right now, you'll meet another real person in real news. I want you to welcome on Dr. Faye Wilson. You know her from her voice on Sundays on the platform. In fact, it plays right after Viewpoint. It's called Intentional. It's our faith-based show, and it's been tremendous. If you haven't heard that in some time, you check that out because I've been loving the messages. So, Dr. Faye, this is Black History Month. I want to talk to you more about Black History Month, and I want to talk about multiculturalism in America and what kind of a job we're doing on bridging the divide. But let's start with Black History Month. Does Black History Month still have a place in America? Is it relevant today?
I think Black history as it is presented today is not relevant. I believe that we have gotten away from the core values that were set by those who felt the need to incorporate Black history in our educational system. I think we have a generation of children who are clueless as to what Black History Month represents because they lack the understanding of what the problems were around the late 1900s and the earlier 20th century mark. They have no reference point. And so
let me say to you, part of the problem, I don't know if you agree with this or not, but part of the problem we're seeing is the reason they don't have a reference point, picking up what you say, none of the stuff is being taught in the schools. Our education system is going, I mean, laid out, telling you the out loud truth, it's gone to hell. Really hell. And I don't say that to be a smart guy here. I say it because it's the out loud truth. And we've been all over this education system on America Out Loud and on Viewpoint as well. And it's a problem. But even more so than that, Dr. Faye, You know, when you were co-host on Life Liberty and you were in that season two on the platform, you remember we talked a lot. I mean, there's a lot of people in this nation who want to break down our statues. They want to burn our history. They want to step all over it. Almost like it didn't happen, like they're in denial of some sort. Like whatever. I don't even know what they want. I mean, they want to erase it somehow. Isn't that a mistake?
It's an absolute mistake, but we have to understand the nature of human beings is that people don't like pain. People don't like to feel uncomfortable. They don't want to feel as if they are not in control or if they don't know something. So what they do is they fight what they don't understand. And what happens is that we tend to fight each other over lack of understanding. People are totally at war because of a failure to actually gain insight and clarity on what the true issues are. And you hit a point, Malcolm, that's very near and dear to my heart, is that the educational system as we know it today, we're talking about Black history, people not being able to have a reference point there, the educational system has gone, it spiraled downward in such a massive way. And we have lost the true value of what the system was supposed to be in the first place, just as we've lost so many values in our country, what we were founded upon, what this nation was founded upon. And so in this time of massive confusion, it's time for us to get back to those core values. And without that, we continue to spiral, go in the downward spiral without that understanding and clarity.
Yeah. Well, I think what's happening is they don't want the American children to know the truth, Dr. Fay. I mean, they don't want them to know the truth. They're sugarcoating all of this. Like I said, they tear down the statues. They step all over them. They burn our flag. They piss all over everything. I mean, there's such a disrespect out there.
It is. And Malcolm, what has happened is that there are organizations that are working in the background that many people don't even know about it because it's not publicly talked about on our news media.
They're trying to make America into a socialist nation. Why?
Well, the they that we're talking about are uninformed people and unenlightened people. Those are the they. And that group of people are controlled satanically. We can say it or not, believe it or not, it is the truth. Because Satan comes to steal and kill and destroy. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. We are no good separated. We are only good when we are united. We are the United States of America, not the divided states of America, not the divided races of America. We are united. And we have to get back to those core values of what it means to be united and to educate our children from that place. We can't give what we don't have. We can't give away what we don't possess. When we are giving away the news of division and chaos and confusion, that is what we're birthing inside of our children. Our children get books that only have one race of people in those books. Then the setting is there, not only for the white children or the Asian children or the African American children, because whatever you put before that child is the world that you're breathing into them. That is what that becomes their reference point. So when all of our books, like it was when I was a child, Jack and Jill were all with the white kids. The little dog, I think he was a white person's dog, you know? So grew up in that environment. And so that's the America.
That's an interesting point you bring up, actually. You know, Santa Claus was white, God was white, Jesus was white, everything was white, I guess. I guess you have a point with that. I mean, is that because the majority of people at that point were white, and that's where the term minority comes from? I mean, and let me ask you something else. I mean, this is an interesting conversation. I've never looked at it that way, actually. But isn't, when we say African-American, is that even the right term anymore? I get a feel, and you know better than I, but I got to put it out there and ask you. I get the sense it's not, I mean, is it really African-American? Isn't it Black America? I don't think it's African-America, is it?
You know what? I am an American. I just happen to be Black.
Well, and I'm an American, and I just happen to be Platonian. So what's your point?
My point is this. My prayer is that we will move past the divides, the skin color, that at some point we can look through the glass and see that we're all the same on the inside. and that God did not create us to divide us. He created us for us to embrace the differences that we have, mm-hmm. that we can embrace each other. You know,
not embracing the differences, Faye. They're not doing it.
I know, again, that they are the satanic group.
You know, you're so right. I just talked in the last segment and the segment before it, and every other segment I have on my life on this platform, Faye, I got to tell you right now, is you know what the crux of all this is? And you just said it in another subliminal way, but here's the crux of everything we talk about. Mm-hmm. This is a fight of good versus evil. That's all it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we realize that, we'll stop pointing the finger at our brothers and at our sisters, because these people, we are all here together. We are the human race. That's what we really are. Mm-hmm. And at the end of our journey here, Malcolm, mm-hmm. it won't matter what color your skin is. Okay. It won't matter how much money you had or your political affiliation. Amen. Because guess what? You pass any cemetery in the USA, there are Democrats and Republicans buried side by side.
And there's black and white and Jewish and Asian and everything else, right? Because your soul and your heart are not black or white. Your energy is not black or white.
I know, and it's not a popular message because people tend to think, well, you know, that's not realistic or that's mm-hmm. not dealing with today's events. Yes, it is, mm-hmm. because a people without God, a people without a focus on mm-hmm. faith, are a people who are devouring themselves. And we are watching it every day on our news. We are watching our nation devour itself. And that is no good, my friend. That is no good when we cannot see through these eyes, brown eyes, blue eyes, green eyes, whatever, mm-hmm. and say, truly, that's my brother, that's my sister. They may have a different point of view, viewpoint. They may have a different point of view, but that does not negate the fact that they are still a part of the human race. And I have to recognize that I'm no better and I'm no worse than anyone else.
All right. I want to ask you something here. We look at reports in the past few weeks now, okay? Past few months, actually. And the reports and the stats and the studies unequivocally show, and we know this to be true because they, we'll just keep the word they because I don't want to get into the finger pointing if you don't mind, okay? All right? The evil, the Satanists, whatever you want to call them, they. All right, let's mm-hmm. just keep it simple, okay? You agree with me all right on that?
I'm with you,
call them they? All right. We call mm-hmm. them they. So this whole they, I mean, which I know we don't like that. We really want to be us, not they, or you, or hey you, whatever. Hey you, hey Jude, right? But it is, but this evil, or they, they're not accepting of one America. They want to divide us, Dr. Faye. They want to divide this nation. They want to divide this people. But if you look at the reports and you look at the studies and you look at the stats and you look at what's happened over the past many, many months under this current political administration in Washington, D.C., by the way, guess what? Well, Black America has made record strides economically. Got more jobs for Black America than at any time in historically. We're not talking 10 years, Dr. Faye. We're not talking last year, 20 years, 50 years. We're talking historically. So mm-hmm. the strides being made economically for Black America has been terrific. It's also been that way for Hispanic America, by the way. But we're talking about Black History Month right now. So let's talk about Black America. I'm saying to you is, you know, this president is accused all the time of being a racist, but yet he seems to do more for Black America than Obama, Bush, Clinton, Obama, all the way back, this whole line of presidents have had. But he's continued marches. I don't understand it. Is he a racist, Dr. Faye? And where does that come from?
I don't know the man. So I can't say whether or not
what's in his heart. You can't say what's in his heart.
I don't know. I've mm-hmm. never had a conversation with him, mm-hmm. but I can tell you what I do know.
Okay.
I do know that he is the president, and I do know that it is my responsibility to pray for my president, whether I like him or don't like him. Mm-hmm. That is irrelevant in God's eyes. Mm-hmm. That is my responsibility to support any efforts that I see through prayer. And if I do have an issue, then I take it up with God and not blast it all over the media, my poisons and toxins, because that's only going to fuel more of the same. So, you know, whether he's a racist or not, that's between him and God.
Yeah. So you're not passing judgment. You're not gossiping, I guess, is what you're saying.
No, sir.
Right?
No, sir. My time is too valuable on this earth to spend it in that pool of toxicity. So
Wow. So many people are doing that. I mean, just listen to what Dr. Faye says there, friends. I mean, if you're spending, I mean, really, though, take a look at your own life around you. Look at the people you're hanging with. I always call it the top six. Look at the top six people you talk to on a daily basis. Is it toxicity? Are they racist? Are they evil? Or is there bad karma coming from that? Do they pull you down? Do you feel good when you get off a conversation with them? If not, flush them away. Don't bother with them. That's what I say. Don't hang with people like that. Yeah. There's a lot of that out there right now, Dr. Faye.
There's far too much out there. And if I can say this, Malcolm, I believe that there is an agenda of evil to destroy the integrity of our country.
That's it. 100%.
And people who are the tools and instruments of Satan are not even aware that they're being used to attack the president, the administration. Because when you attack any of our leaders, we are self-inflicting wounds.
Well, an attack on one is an attack on all.
Absolutely.
But they don't see it that way. It's this partisan politics. That's all it is. It's you're either a D or an R, or you're an imbecile. Maybe if you're either, I don't know. But it is, I don't know. Both political parties are in trouble, I think. I think it's time for a new game in town, Dr. Faye, you know, right? I mean, I don't see the current game is working here. Anyways, the president, there has been some strides in the Black American community. Do you feel any of those strides? Do you feel anything with our brothers and sisters? Do you sense any of that with some of the numbers and studies?
No, I'm not sensing any of that, you know.
What do you sense out there? Tell me what you sense.
In the trenches of everyday life, you know, I just sense there's great grief over the fighting, over the bickering, and over the hatred.
Well, if you listen to the media, there is,
But
I mean, that doesn't have to be that way, though.
It doesn't have to be that way. There are some things that are happening in our, even in our local communities. Right. There's crime, but there has always been that. And I believe one of the things that's happening in our country is that people are being more self-empowered, and that they're no longer being subject to work for the man.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. Yeah. The spirit of entrepreneurship is alive and well.
Capitalism. We like it, don't we? You're a capitalist.
Yeah, and whether that's because of the president or because of an awakening that has been happening for decades.
Well, the president's a capitalist. He's an entrepreneur. I mean, he is a businessman. He's different. He's a different cat. And he's brought that kind of exciting energy to the platform, really. He's speaking, you know, Dr. Faye, he is speaking for a lot of America. Again, whether you like the color shirt the man wears or the way he parts his hair is not what I'm talking about, and not what you're talking about either. No. But many of his policies have been good for America. I think at the end of the day, he's trying to probably do what's right for America. I mean, I don't get a bad sense. I mean, right now, you know, we're seeing him over in North Korea trying to battle this dictator. Talk about evil. A man who kills his own family and is about as evil as, you know, pretty central to Satan conversation here. So, anyways. So, last moment here left here. Black History Month. So what should we take away from this? What do we take away from this multiculturalism in America?
I think we need to take a closer look at our education system and make sure that our children have a diverse viewpoint from early childhood, and that we let them know that the world is made up of many different people with different viewpoints, and that they can embrace those that they can receive and know how to discern the good from the evil. It has to begin with our children.
Amen. That is a beautiful way to say and end that program. We continue to expand our Viewpoint brand throughout the week. Stay close. We've got a lot of excited things happening at America Out Loud. Just take a look at the platform. I mean, just go there one moment, AmericaOutLoud.com, and see what we're the voice of the people. It's not accidental we're here. We represent the voice of good. We represent everything that is good out there. We represent our faith and our Christian values and our exceptionalism and our American values. That's what we stand for here. That's who we are, people. We don't apologize for any of that. We'll see you back. The Out Loud Truth continues right back at AmericaOutLoud.com.